Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson and Dane Swan on the whistle, it is hump day with Swanee and friends. We're here for math science and we are all in one room. Thrilled about it too. To chat about round 23 of the AFL Premiership season. How do you feel about your efforts last week? Obviously, we didn't bring the people a pod, but we still, Ralphie, thank you, put up the scoreboard for everyone to follow.
Weren't far off.
Yeah.
We going racing, on? Racing was good.
Yeah.
Still so giving people.
Keep an eye on Instagram.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It's a story I put up. So, been seeing Sydney, all right, and there's good racing. The Group 1 starts this week.
Is it? Where?
In Randwick, Wink Stakes. And we've been looking good at the trials too, so some good ones coming up.
Roger that. All right, well, let's have a look at the first game of the round. This is an interesting one because it is your mob, Dane.
It is.
Collingwood Magpies hosting the Brisbane Lions, but obviously Brisbane can't get it done at the G, so the game's been moved to Marvel.
Yeah, no, it has. Yep, I think Chris Fagan orchestrated this.
Yes.
Yeah. Give him a chance.
Do you think that's given them more of a chance? Let's get into your
I'll probably give him a little bit more of a chance, yeah.
A little bit?
Just a little bit.
Collingwood are $1.82. Brisbane are $2.02. The line is minus 2.5 to the Pies. And the over-under is 169.5.
Our Pies at the line, minus 2.5. They got their, not that I don't have much of a mojo, but they
what
found
about your man? Sorry to butt in. What about your man David Roden last week? Did you see that the game? Put the hand up. Bit of showtime.
I don't know what he wanted. Yeah, he thought it was a point, but he gave it a go. It was meaningless.
Wasn't on the line.
Yeah, exactly. Pies at the line here. I think they're good enough. I think they're cruising, but I think as soon as Darcy went down at quarter time, they decided, fuck it, let's just get back to what we know.
Were you with Geordie on Sunday night, did you say?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, how did he come through? Because that was very nervy.
Yeah, no, he said, he said just a cork in the arse or something. He got a scan, I think he's fine.
Good for him.
Whether they take, I don't know, today teams wouldn't have come out. Now, they may decide to be cautious with him, maybe all of them, because they guaranteed a top two spot. I'm not sure teams come out.
That was a vigorous rub down he was getting on the side.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Probably a bunch of flowers or something.
Absolutely. A little fucking Vaso on the fist there. But I think the Pies are still too good in Melbourne. I think they'll find a way to get it done.
Yeah. Fabs, away you going?
No, I'm playing footy. That's too far. Fucking Marvel. Yeah. Come on. No, it's far too far.
You know there's a train that goes right there, Dame.
Just hear what you just said.
Yep. Yeah, or you can park underneath and then you just take the
I don't have a car park pass. Fair to watch it. I'll go to the finals. It's a meaningless game.
Is it?
Bit of circle work. Hopefully no one gets hurt. And I think they'll just get it done.
Yeah.
So I'm taking what you just said then into my thoughts.
Mm.
I'm going an over.
Over, yeah.
168.5. Why do you point at the mic? Just say, Ralph, don't speak into the microphone. Because we get direct feedback from our people
Samantha's
anyway.
Samantha's a professional. When mean yeah. you aren't.
Right, exactly. So they won't want to show each other.
Cards?
Yes, mm-hmm. surely.
Oh, well, you wouldn't think so.
So 168 and a half over is mine.
Right. It's nice and succinct. Dane.
You're prepared to give up that point, hey? 2 points.
What do you mean?
Well, instead of Pies 1 to 39.
All pies won't get hold of them.
Right, okay.
So there's no concern about the pies?
Zero.
The talk in the media on all of the fucking footy shows that happened.
Well, the weird thing is I actually looked at the ladder and they're 2 games clear on top. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I for the life of me thought they were on the bottom. Although they're in the fight for finish eighth. Mm. I was like, they're 2 games clear on top. Shit, they must be going okay. It's hard to stay motivated and hungry all year, you know. Mm. They've had top spot or top two sign up for a month. So just going through the motions. And you look, they were getting their ass kicked first quarter on the weekend, then they must have went, righto, let's just fucking give a little bit in. They turned the game around. And they did against Geelong, who were fighting for something. They just went, Chris Scott, you are not the danger. See you later, boys. And then now they'll probably maybe the Brisbane will come out snarling. Or that is that?
No, that's the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and then they'll just find they'll just flick the switch. They're that good now. They can just flick a switch,
right?
So, and that's what they did at quarter time. That's probably what they'll do at quarter time or half time this week when it's even.
Yeah.
But yeah, mate, they'll be fine. Listen, if they lose the first final, there might be a little less optimism. Mm-hmm. But until they start playing for a meaningful game again, which will happen in 3 weeks, mm-hmm. there's no need to panic.
No one's panicking. No one. The next game of the round is at 1:45 p.m. back at the MCG. Richmond are hosting North Melbourne. Richmond are paying $1.27. North Melbourne $3.80. The line is -24.5 to Richmond, and the over-unders is 169.5.
Just using my brains here. Please. This is best bet of the round.
This is going to be a bath.
So let's look at the market. And let's look at our opinion. So the market's saying 24.5 because Kangas have been quite competitive lately. They gave it everything for Ben Cunnington, who's now retired. Yeah,
it's going to be a hiding.
Richmond, how many people are going to go for Jack Riewoldt and Trent Clutch?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
It will be, and could be. Frankly, if you're a Richmond supporter and you can go and you don't,
shame on you
for what these two guys have done for your club.
Yep.
So if there's 90,000 and North are playing.
There won't be 90,000. Just relax. Rough.
80?
Oh, that'll be 60.
Right, now let's have an under.
And how many?
I will go 62.565. Go on. Yours?
67.
You barted him down, and now you're going close to 70.
I thought you were having a guess at how many people. I thought. Yes. Yeah, that's what I said. Well, that's fucking my answer.
What did you say? 67?
Yep.
All right.
Are you going to stick me to 62?
I'll stick to the 62. Oh, no.
I'll go. Give me 59. I'll give me 59.999 or whatever it is.
I'll go 72. Just no fucking idea.
Anyway, so big full MCG. Last time it'll be party time for the Tigers.
There'll be four North Melbourne supporters turn up.
Yep, and they won't be very overly noisy. The four.
No.
Of them. Yeah. No. So Richmond party time. 24.5 best bet around.
Yeah. Well, I was even going to say 40 plus life for a bit extra value. Like they're going to get their ass kicked. The Kangas. Richmond again, this is a lot, basically just what you said verbatim. This is they're going to be hiding. This is probably my best bet of the round, too. Unless is it going to be torrential rain or
rain in the morning? But.
Yeah, no, they're going to get it. Yeah, this is going to be a hiding of epic proportions, you would imagine. Riewoldt might kick 8.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, we're going to head up to somewhere slightly warmer for the next game. The Gold Coast Suns are hosting the Blue Baggers 2:10 p.m. at Heritage Bank Stadium in Queensland. The Suns are paying $2.44. Carlton are $1.56. The line is +10.5 to Gold Coast, and the over-unders are 168.5, Dane.
Well, they're going all right, Carlton. Can you smell it?
Mm.
You can sniff it, can you? Mm. Yeah, I think they are due. They are due.
It would be nice.
This is just a bit of heart betting too here.
Heart?
By the way, since Carlton have come good, I'm seeing a big absence of your power rankings.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that.
You've conceded you can't do power ratings when Carlton aren't shit.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that term. I don't know what you're talking about. Hopefully the power rankings come back this weekend. Yeah. Taking the Suns with a 10.5 start. I think Carlton have been up for a long time and it's very, very hard to stay up for a long time unless you're taking Cialis or the Viagra. But yeah, so
I made the billionaire eventually just accidentally leave some Persian rugs in his plane.
Didn't he?
Just managed it. He's got off though.
No, good on him. Yeah, Suns at the line.
Yep, Suns at the line too. So they've smashed Brisbane and St Kilda the last two home games. Carlton have to be a bit flat after last week, as in physically.
Mackay comes back, does it work?
Physically. I just think that they gave it everything. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
But at some stage, and how often do we see this? The dumbest thing in footy is more to play for. Don't worry about more to play for. That's how you lose money on the punt. Just worry about the actual game in front
of you. Well, Stephen King is coaching for his auditioning for next year.
No doubt.
Obviously.
Because there's no way Damien Hardwick.
No, well, he hasn't. Well, yeah. No way. So, Stephen King's auditioning for the job perhaps next year. Well, you know, I'm sure they'll do a very transparent and fair process and give it everyone a fair crack at it.
Just amazing that, you know, Tom Morris, tick. Damien Hardwick stepping down. Carolyn Wilson, tick. Stuart Jew's going to get sacked. Who's the third journo? Sam McClure, tick. Mark Evans is going to the Italy, and then John Ralph, tick, Damien Harvey. So it's almost like Gold Coast have just given a little leak here and there to each media, and they've been right all the way through. It's an amazing coincidence. Yeah, anyway, we're both 10.5 Gold Coast.
Thank you for your insight and your input. The next game is down to Sydney. Giant Stadium, GWS are hosting Essendon. GWS $1.35, Essendon $3.25. The line is -18.5 to GWS, and the over-unders is 167.5.
Well, a man I banter with who does this seriously, as opposed to me, he said the robots, the big punters, were onto Essendon being shit about 6 weeks ago, and they've made a lot of money off that. Now, I wouldn't think it's great form to just fall in against West Coast and North Melbourne in consecutive weeks. And now they're away, and GWS have been fantastic, and they just had their dip against Sydney last week. So I think on form, 3 goals is pretty comfortable start for GWS.
Yeah. It's kind of similar, but I'm taking me 1-39.
GWS,
Don't worry about the playing next year. This is a playing game. Whoever wins this has got a big chance to play finals.
Yes.
Whoever doesn't is kaput. I think Essendon, they... bit defensive. I think they might hold on for it could be a close game or 1-39. I think the GWS just get it done.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, let's head back under the roof of Marvel Stadium. At 7:25 p.m, the ball will be bounced between St Kilda and Geelong. Saints are paying $2.21. The Cats are $1.67. The line is +7.5 to St Kilda. And the over-under, Dane, is 160.5.
I don't mind the under there. Just a little St Kilda Ross... As my learned friend over here would say, the Ross Lyon phone booth. But I think the Cats are Well, give me a look at the ladder, because you'd think the Saints are fucking 15th on the ladder, but they're somehow six. Yep,
they're both playing for the spot in the
edge. It's another playing game. The AFL have orchestrated this beautifully. I'm going to stick with the under. Give me that's the first thought that popped into my head. And you know what? When you get taught as an early footballer, your first instinct is your best instinct.
Right.
That's what I was taught as a very, and that's what you teach young kids. If I was to go out there and do a clinic, so same. Gambling applies. First instinct is your best one. Because I don't want to have to sit there and watch it and go, fuck, I knew I should have taken the under for the fans, for the people. Mm-hmm. So, bang, under.
Go with your gut.
Is it 160 and a half? Is that the line?
160.5.
Yes. I will go the Saints.
Okay.
Low injuries, 7.5 start. They've smashed Hawthorn and Richmond last 3 weeks, and they got beaten by Carlton, who have been on fire. So I think their form is fine, and I think most of the year Geelong have been priced on their 2022 form, not 2023 form. Mm. So I will go for the Saints.
Well, that's nice of you. We'll now head down to Adelaide, 7:40 p.m. at Adelaide Oval. Across?
Probably...
Across and up from where we are, but from where you are, look at your map. 7:40 p.m. bounce, Adelaide Oval. Adelaide Crows are hosting the Sydney Swans. Adelaide are $1.55. The Swans are $2.46. The line is -10.5 to the Crows, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 173.5.
Don't like going against Crows at home. But with 10.5 starts, Sydney won 6 in a row. And I watched a fair bit of that game. Yeah, that is true. The math science thing is true. But I was dual screening at the MCG with Tillies and Adelaide Brisbane on. And they gave that everything up in Brisbane. And a bit like
flat, you think?
I can see a bit of flatness coming back from that. And I know it's not the – I don't believe in the who's got more to play for, but that was their chance to really make it into the eight. And that has to make your flat – mentally as well as physically. So Sydney for mine, 10.5 start.
I tell you, he's a decent bet. Tex Walker for the Coleman. He's 5 behind.
Right.
Kernan. He's got the bye next week.
West Coast?
Yep.
Right.
So he kicked 10 against them last time.
Ooh, hello.
So just a little specky bet. If they lose this week and they can't play finals and he's 7 behind, they'll just be like, just fuck it, kick it to Tex. And just... make exactly. You pick a fort, like we getting handballs around the back. So there's just something food for thought for the people out there.
You're always thinking, aren't you?
Well, I'm thinking, man. Yeah. One of us going to be right. Adelaide are very, very good at home. They have to win this, obviously, to play finals. Sydney's still got are in the eight at the minute. I think Adelaide. Yeah, this is a bit of a about the Swans. 6 or something in a row going Adelaide. Give me the Crows at the line. You smell it too, Samantha.
Thank you for your insight on that game. We'll move on to the next one. And it's Sunday afternoon football, of course. We're under the roof of Marvel Stadium. And
Dogs.
The Bulldogs are hosting the West Coast Eagles. Give them a chance. They've had a bit of a clean out of Dogs. Their salary cap now. They've got a bit of money to spend. They're going to be excited about that.
Are you working this game?
I am working this game. Western Bulldogs.
You'll be doing interviews afterwards?
Probably. Yeah. I hope so. Western Bulldogs $1.02. West Coast are $15.
Multi-builder. No, put them in your multi. $1.02. Don't bump them up.
The line is -65.5 to the Western Bulldogs.
Is that for
half-time
or at the end of the game?
And the over-unders is 172.5. Dane.
Oh, well, you'd have to be not well in the head to to pick the West Coast.
You'd have to be
a little bit... You'll be on the spectrum somewhere if you think West Coast could win. What?
No, I agree.
Oh, great. So give me...
Mind you, if you are on the spectrum, you think very, very clearly.
Oh, you'd be good with Matt. I'll take you to the casino. Exactly. No, the other thing, I'm probably on it too somewhere.
You watch Moneyball?
I've watched it too.
Not Moneyball. What was the Big Short, Christian Slater's character.
Yeah, apparently he made a fortune recently.
Again?
Oh, no. The Big Short character, yeah. It was just...
Oh, okay. Yep.
Read up on that.
Cool.
Yeah, like hundreds of millions or something like that. Go on. Do we even need to say it?
No.
Bulldogs. They'll come out snarling.
Oh, wow. Mate, they could come out yelping and they'd still fucking win by 11 goals.
Good to see Trevor Nisbet giving himself just one more year at West Coast too.
Yeah, like, Adam Simpson just refusing to go. Just pay me out. Absolutely.
Good on him. Someone else who was in a not dissimilar situation.
Ah.
Just kept on sliding back the contract.
Mate,
up the tape, just kept on saying, mate, there's the contract.
Why would you go? I'd be like, mate, I'm happy to walk. You got to pay me every fucking cent that I'm owed and then I'm happy to go.
Now, is there a richer organisation in sport than the West Coast Eagles?
Well, there ain't many in Australia.
Surely the fuck they just
it's
give
so
me a check.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Watch a banging dead elsewhere. There you go.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not working out. It's not you, it's us.
I tried to get my brother a membership for his 30th birthday, like a top tier membership. And there's a wait list and you have to pay to be on the wait list. It's called In the Wings. And you have to pay to be in the wings waiting for your number to come up so that you can get a top tier membership.
I reckon that might have dropped off significantly in the last well, 18 months.
They applauded when Gold Coast hit the post earlier this year. I think that's where they're at the moment.
Bless. How did it go so wrong so quickly for the
list build? Star fucking list build. There we go. You don't hear that on any other footy shows.
This is so true.
Star fucking list build.
There's the truth.
So all their premiership players, they gave huge money and huge long term deals for at their end of their careers.
They fell off a cliff pretty quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, all those stars.
So all these recent retirees are going to clean out that list and there's a better
future. Well, they look awful. It's like how they. It's 5 years ago now, but. They're shadows of themselves, all those. That's why they're all retiring, because they're all hopeless now.
Mm. Right. Well, let's move to the next game, because it's your mob, Ralph. At 3:20 p.m, the ball will be bounced between the Melbourne Demons and the Hawthorn Hawks.
Past players day behind glass. Can't wait.
The D's are $1.24. Hawthorn are $4.10. The line is -26.5 to Melbourne. And the over-unders, Ralph, is 167.5.
By the way, I'm really embracing this. I don't know if we can win the premiership and Petty going down, but I'm staying.
Petty.
The end.
Petty's the...
Well, I thought the way...
Going down, so you've just said Petty's the key to winning... premiership?
I was so confident. When he kicked 6 goals against Richmond, I thought, you are... Because our back's perfect.
Yeah, mid's good.
Mid's fine. It's just that missing ingredient. And then when he went down. So I went down to Tassie and watched this. And I'm staying to the end of games now. And I'll go to Sydney next week. This is the greatest Melbourne side I've ever seen. Bloody
Brody life. Grundy, do you think he can be the answer?
I'm hoping he gets cleaner with his hands. I hope he gets picked this week. And it's a nice day. And we just get to see. Because how he played against Sydney earlier this year was sensational. Anyway, because our defence is so good and because... Hawthorn are starting to play a bit of footy. They will have big emphasis on that. I will take the under 167.5.
Thank you. 18 and low clouds.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
No rain.
Perfect for footy. I'll say any of it outdoors.
I'll take Melbourne. Yeah, I think they're going to bounce.
What's the line again? 24?
The line for this game is -26.5.
26.5.
I think they're going to bounce back here.
No Mitch Lewis.
Yeah. Mm. No, Shane Crawford, I think, is out too. Jason Dunstall. Yeah.
But Sam Mitchell is there.
I think
there.
Johnny Platton's probably touch and go this week. The rat.
Stop. Right.
Good man.
The final game of the round.
After this show, I'll tell you about a nickname.
Okay. Premiership favourites. The Frio Dockers are hosting Port Adelaide. 4:40 p.m. bounce at Optus Stadium. Frio are paying $2.44. Port are $1.56. The line is +10.5 and the over under Dane is 168.5.
Taking the under. This is going to be a boring old game. Be hung over on a Sunday watching it. Hopefully after the Tillies have won the World Cup.
Yeah.
They won't win it on Saturday, but they'll win the semi on Saturday.
What?
They're playing in the semi.
Yeah, I know. So
they're playing semi
tonight, dickhead. Oh.
Hey. We need an intervention.
Exactly. I don't know what day of the week.
Mate, you got to get up today with your women's sports. Me and Ralph are championing. Right,
we're just waiting for a gig at the ABC. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm supposed to be up there Saturday, so I should probably know what day of the
exactly.
week it is.
hopefully we've all got a medal around our neck, all of Australia.
Everyone.
We've all got a medal around our neck, and I'm sitting on the couch pulling my eyes out watching Frio play Port Adelaide. But at least if I'm on the under, I'll be happy with watching
shit.
Shit.
Yes. Well, look, Fremantle got nothing to play for. Port Adelaide got everything to play for.
Yep.
Freo will probably win this by 8 goals. 10.5 start, I'll take Freo.
Wow.
What's the over-under line?
The over-under for that game is 168.5.
Yeah, that'll be dreadful. All right, that's me. So my form will be racetrackralphie.com.au for Caulfield, but I will put Math Science up for Sydney, a few picks, and hopefully we can keep the form going there, Sam.
And, of course, Dane, where do we go for you?
Dabble, Dane Swan 36. There'll be multis everywhere.
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 NFL starting soon.
Oh, we went all right in the weekend, actually. Got the Pies. Geelong got a $15 one up. And they got a $5 one up in the pork game and a couple of little multis in between.
Right, sick of giving, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, we lost a few too.
That's the beauty of the beast. If you're having a dabble over the weekend, dabble.
Oh, very good, Samantha.
Dabble responsibly.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.